Welcome to the Yossi Schmidt Show, presented by Team World Supporter. In this week's episode, we will be discussing how the government is using COVID to bring tyranny back and control us, not giving us an option for anything. When COVID-19 first hit, we were sent into a panic, into lockdown, locking up anybody that dared step foot in their house, locking up people that walked out for fresh air. We locked everyone up. And people were saying, oh, it's okay because we don't know exactly what we're dealing with. And it's fine. The government's not overstepping the boundaries. The Constitution allows for such a thing because it's a public health crisis. 2 weeks to slow the spread. It's not forever. Well, 2 weeks to slow the spread turned into anyone who says something, even says something that we don't like, or anybody that does something we don't like, lock up for life. You know, today I saw a video where a 5-year-old kid was being carded for his vaccine. You see, this is where tyranny leaves us. It's tyrannical. The government is being tyrannical. They're trying to take us and put us under their control. They're trying to show us that they're boss and we need to rely on them. They give us money, they give us everything under stimulus and all that, but we need to rely on them. People, this is beyond insanity. We need to take back our government. We need to show them that we're a boss. We elect them. They don't elect us. They don't elect us to work, to live in their country. They don't elect us to live in their state. We can move if we want. But we elect them. We are their bosses. Stick around and hear as I describe how we should hold everybody accountable. Yes, that is right. We elect the government. By allowing the government to tell us, lock up and stay home, 2 weeks to slow the spread, we brought about this tyranny. Now, there is a solution to this tyranny. There is a solution to stop this. That is to hold everyone accountable. Call your senators. Call your congressmen. I keep on saying this on Getter and Twitter and Cloud Up. I keep on saying hold everyone accountable. What do I mean by hold everyone accountable? If they don't follow through with what they said that they would do, which is protect our freedoms, protect our freedoms. Notice, not their freedoms, our freedoms. Protect the Constitution and protect everything. Then they get to this point where they card people and they arrest people for not having vaccine cards and not getting the vaccine, not getting this, not taking the wrong medicine. And then they get away with whatever they want. People, this is not just not okay. This is not what America was founded for. America was founded to have freedom. We escaped and we ran away from our founding fathers ran away from England to escape dictatorships and to give the freedom back to the people. They set aside the Constitution to give us that. Freedom of speech, which I'm going to get to in a minute. Freedom, the Second Amendment, everything. To give the people back the government. The people back the power. You see, this is beyond insanity. But we have to hold them accountable. We have to hold people accountable. We have to vote the corrupt politicians out of office. We have to vote the right people in. And the right people, you know, someone always tells me, Yossi, everyone has a price. So if someone steps out of line when they're in office and goes against our freedoms, we hold them accountable. We call them out on it. We told them that they're wrong and we didn't vote for them for this. And if they don't step back into line, we vote them out of office. That's why we have impeachment and that's why we have trial and this is everything. People, we need to hold everyone accountable. This is holding the government accountable. The next group of people is the media. The media is abiding by the government and they might be getting paid for it. They might be, I don't know, getting some sort of kickback for it. But they're abiding by the government and they are lying to us and getting away with every single lie that they do. That they want. They're brainwashing people, CNN. Let's not get into who that is. But the media is brainwashing people and they're saying, we're the fact checkers. We are the reporters. You're lying. You're saying what we don't agree with, so it's a lie. And the media is not, as Dan Bongino always says, they're not there to tell you the story. They're there to tell you a story. They're not telling you what's going on, the real news. They're not telling you that this works for COVID, this doesn't work, or this is, vaccine mandates aren't coming, vaccine mandates aren't bad. They're there to tell you a story. They have a storyline, and they want to tell you what the storyline is. They don't care what their job is. They just go ahead and brainwash everybody that they can, and they are succeeding. I personally feel that the reason why liberals are liberals is because they're brainwashed. They don't know any better. They just hear the media and, oh, this is what's going on. Oh, it was a white male that killed blacks. Kyle Rittenhouse says this and that. Everything hydroxychloroquine doesn't work. Vaccine works. This and that. They just have a story that they want to sell you, and they sell it to you. And that's how there are so many liberals. And we need to hold them accountable. How do we hold them accountable? We have, Team World Reporter has a nightly news roundup where we go ahead and we verify the news just to make sure it's true. And every night around 6 o'clock-ish, we put out on our website a news roundup. So you could see verify news and you could click the link. And it might be to these sites, but we verify it first. So, that is why we do the nightly news roundup. The nightly news roundup is to hold everybody accountable. The media must be held accountable, and they cannot get away with what they want. They cannot get away with brainwashing people. People, stop going to the media, go to elsewhere. It might not be Team World Supporters' nightly news roundup, it might be somewhere else. But go to where you know you're getting verified news, and not the mainstream media, and not falling for their BS, and not falling for their brainwashing. This is how to hold the media accountable. And now, we're going to talk about how to hold social media accountable. Yes, social media is this dictating, and they have Section 230 protections, because they're a publisher, they're a platform, not a publisher. They don't decide what you could say, but yet they do. They ban you for COVID misinformation and they say, oh, it's fine because you're lying. Oh, the government said that you're lying, and fact checkers, who Facebook actually said, oh, the fact checkers are really opinions. But yeah, because they got called out for it, so the fact checkers are opinions, but meanwhile they're going under the name fact checkers. So people leave the main big tech social media because, oh, we're right. But let's go to elsewhere. Let's go, I'm not going to name any platform. Let's go elsewhere. Let's hold the social media accountable and let's go use alternative social media. Not every alternative social media platform is good. No, they also need to be held accountable. That is why we at Team World Sport do our reviews, to hold them accountable. People, we have to realize that everyone needs to be held accountable. Yes, that is why Team World Sport does the reviews, and we will hold everyone accountable. So, this is how we hold everyone accountable, by doing reviews of alternative social media platforms, asking them the hard-hitting questions, asking them about suppression, asking them about data selling, asking them about advertisements, asking everything. This is how to hold social media accountable. And if they don't do it, if they don't do normal things, then you leave them and you let them lie and try to convince others, or die, meaning close down. We don't give in. Hold everybody accountable. I want to remind you that Team World Sport is always here to review your platform that you own or a platform that you want us to review, as long as everyone works with us, answers all our questions, and has nothing to hide. Team World Supporters' pledge to you is to always remain as transparent as possible, give you the behind the scenes here on the Jesse Schmidt Show, on our website, on our social media platforms, on our accounts, everything. We might have to hold back a little bit, but we'll always be as transparent as possible. Now, quick note, this is not the end of year podcast, because this is not the end of the Team World Supporter year. Team World Supporter was born on February 6th, 2018. So, on February 6th, on or about February 6th, we will reflect on how much we accomplished in our third year of existence. And after that, we will talk about our goals for our fourth year of existence. Stay tuned. I think this is going to be the last podcast. Till then, we might try to squeeze in a couple, but stay tuned. Please leave us a review on either Podchaser or iTunes, as it really helps us climb the charts. Thank you very much. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast. Please remember to subscribe to us, follow us wherever you listen to podcasts, and stay tuned for the next one. Thank you so much.